Here we are, the boys.
Whoa, man! I'm so excited about this episode.
Are you
excited? Yeah, yeah.
You're pumped
because we got Billy on. This is so good, mate.
Billy D.
Yeah. I listened to your podcast in lockdown. It was so good,
boys. This is a huge joining of two of the East Coast's most culturally relevant podcasts.
Yes.
It is. It is like what a momentous kind of occasion for just art and culture in general. I think so. Yeah.
Well, Mike and I, we both love Sydney, guys. We're in love with Sydney peeps.
I think I enjoy Sydney more as a city, if I'm being honest. You know, I'll throw that out there. But Billy was saying on the way here that Melbourne crowds are way too woke for his hardcore edgy.
Yeah, Billy's been on before me each night, and man, he is throwing him out there. He's got the stool, the leather jacket.
Oh, are you telling it like it is?
He's really telling it like it is.
All you need to know is that if I sit down on that stool, you better sit down on yours, because I will be tackling the issues. There is not an active conflict that is not addressed in my current show. And I make no apologies for that.
Fuck,
people are walking out, you know, and then other people are just walking in. Yeah. People are hearing it from the street. They're going, I'm in. You know, just plenty of incels just lining up, you know.
Oh, shit. Are you doing it through a bullhorn? Like,
here's the thing. Either I crush or you couldn't handle it. I'm not one of these guys who bombs, okay?
Yeah.
My way or the highway.
Fuck, dude.
He's deflecting snowflakes, magnetizing pioneers. You know?
Full leather jacket?
Oh, big time.
Nice, dude. Yeah. No shirt on underneath?
I don't really have the rig for that.
Yeah.
Speaking of cultural differences, though, we pretty much have had to ban sitting on the stool in Sydney.
Yeah.
Because no male in Sydney has ever been able to sit on the stool since about 2017. Without talking about an active conflict.
Yeah.
We have not had a bloke be silly on a stool in quite some time. I think since Sam Campbell rolled his ankle in 2017.
Dude, you don't see silly on a stool anymore.
It's long gone, mate. I don't know what's happened.
Bring back silly stools, dude. Like, I did see a guy in Perth do the old pretending to fuck the stool.
Oh, that's good.
A big sex bit. And I was like, all right, now we're getting somewhere.
Dude, that's comedy.
Yeah,
it is.
Also, I don't want to see people making love to the stool. You need to be power drilling that thing.
Yeah.
The stool is a hoe.
Oh, dude, yeah. You're slamming it. You can't be gently caressing the stool.
Yeah.
In your act out.
when people do the thing with a microphone as well, like, you know.
Oh, the suck off.
The suck off of the microphone.
Yeah.
You gotta go for that.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just do like a suck off. You gotta be like, oh
man. Yeah. I want to see some chipped teeth after the microphone.
And you gotta get on one knee. Yeah. I was there.
I didn't even get down on one knee to propose, but I get down to suck off that mic.
Oh yeah, dude.
Just let the applause wash over you as you taste the aluminium.
Who's the dude? Who's the American guy who lives in Sydney? He's got the Hollywood teeth.
Al Del Bene.
Al Del Bene. The first time I saw him, he just like murdered so hard at the store.
Yeah.
And he did this bit where he had the hole in the stool, right? He's like, oh, what's this for or something.
Yeah.
And I thought it was improvised. I was like, that is genius. And it is. It's still genius. Like, he makes it look like it's Mike's waving at.
Well, I was like, genius.
You know, but it's still cool.
Yeah.
But and
I do like Al. I'm saying, I'll put it out there. Yeah, but I'm just saying genius seemed like a little
dude,
much.
It's genius.
Okay.
What the hell?
All right.
Well, you know, what are you, some kind of aficionado?
Dude, I'm the cultural elite and you know, you're a Philistine, but
here we are. We're doing, you know, a podcast with The Guardian over here. You know what I mean?
I was about to say, we've got the Golden Gibbo nominee, Mike Goldstein, turning his nose up at a bit of tomfoolery.
But anyway, it is funny because I was like, this is crazy. It's so good.
Yeah.
But then I saw it like the third night in a row and I'm like, far out. It was a bit.
Oh, yeah.
He made it look like it was, he just thought of it on the night, every night, beautifully.
Yeah.
You know, it was so good.
Mate, my friend Pat Doherty, I don't know if you know him, he's a Sydney comedian.
Love Pat.
One of the greats. He used to he's one of those guys when he's just ripping up with crowd work in front of like 100 backpackers in Coogee. He was just one of the toughest followers.
Yeah.
And he would be power drilling the stool. He'd be like, oh, you're from Ukraine, you fuck like this or whatever. I just wrecked the place. And I remember he opened for my solo show once.
Yeah.
And it was one of my first solo shows, so I was very nervous.
Yeah.
I said, mate, please just do 6 minutes. Please just stick to your time and don't do any crowd work, because I'm going to do a fair bit of crowd work. You know, I was like pretty crowd work heavy in the early days and also I didn't have that much material.
Yeah.
So I was like, please stick to your time. Please no crowd work. He does 12 minutes of nothing but crowd work, just leveling. And then he's on top of the stool, just power drilling it into the core of the earth. Like Swedish people are falling out of their chairs. This is in Manly.
Yeah.
And then like he's on top of the stool and he throws his hair back. Like people are struggling to breathe. He goes, oh, anyway, guys, he dismounts the stool and goes, Billy's got a great show for you tonight.
How'd it go?
Oh, man, it was tough. My first joke just bombed so hard.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I was walking down the street the other day. People are like, fuck the stool. Yeah. Why isn't he fucking the stool?
Fuck the stool, Billy.
It's crazy that the stool, though, is either, it's two ends of the spectrum. It's either the guy fucking it, you know, or it's the political tell it like it is comic.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So the
man.
Stool, there's no in between, you know? Yeah.
Do you think female comedians have just been so horrified by what they've seen on the stool that they're just not even going near it?
No, yeah.
They just haven't seen a single bloke be normal on this thing in about a decade.
If they sit down, yeah, you're like, well, that's why they get paid less. You know?
Yeah. Do you think the stool is one of those things where once you touch the stool, it's like the sorting hat in Harry Potter? It's like, I think you will be alt-right.
Yeah, what's our aversion to the stool? Is it just because so many comedians... I remember I never took notes to a show because, you know, me and a couple of guys that were coming up in Sydney,
yeah,
we there was this terrible comic who would come with a novel of notes all typed out and they were... he would fucking die. So that just turned us off notes forever.
Well, like sometimes
you write stuff down or whatever, but yeah, the beautifully typed out notes in like pages. Yeah, just really, really rocked us.
You don't want to see the work behind stand-up ever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and then, so he would just purchase notes on the stool and be reading off. Is that what you're saying?
No, just bringing notes and looking over them.
Yeah.
I think it's like naming your baby where one person can ruin it just forever.
Yeah.
Where it's like, what should we name him, Jack? You go, nah, 10 years ago I knew a bloke called Jack and he fucking... did this and you go, Jack's out.
Yeah.
You know, you see one guy do one thing fucking weird and you go, that's it, notes are out.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, forever.
Yeah.
That's a good analogy, man. Yeah. All right, well, I guess we should start, Michael.
Yeah, we haven't started.
Yeah.
This is all just pre-stool banter.
Pre-stool.
But is this recorded?
Yeah, it's recorded.
It's recorded, mate.
We wouldn't waste that.
It's almost like a hack on our sound guy because he's got to now mine through these increasingly longer and longer intros to get to the actual intro. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like before he could put in the theme music and shit. So it's but whatever. We pay him so he can listen to us.
Yeah, shouldn't he listen to the whole episode anyway?
I don't think he does. I don't think he ever has.
Have you? No.
No,
I listen to him sometimes.
Yeah.
Only the ones I thought I'd bomb on. The ones I always have in it, I don't know, with your podcast, I don't know whether you have this. Yeah, have you listened to any episodes?
Yeah, I'll listen sometimes and I'll go, the ones that I thought didn't go great are often better than I thought. And then the ones that I thought were like killer are like, I'm like, we could do better.
Exactly, man. That's what I was exactly about to say.
Yeah.
You have that, man, with your podcast?
Oh, yeah, a lot of self-hatred.
Yeah.
Where you just think this is horrible and then you listen going, oh, it's not too bad. But people who say they never listen to their podcast, I think you do have to because otherwise you could be doing the same mistake
over
for like
6 months
straight.
Yeah.
And then you finally listen to it and you're like, oh, I keep saying before every word or whatever. Yeah. Like I think it's a necessary pain.
Definitely.
To listen to your own
podcast.
But
then there's also like, I was at the gym listening to our podcast once and looking in the mirror and I was like, this is the trifecta of ego. You know, it's insane. My voice while looking at me while working on a narcissistic, you know, pursuit.
Just going, you look good. Yeah. You sound good.
Yeah, like, you feel good.
Yeah, you smell yourself. You go, fuck, I don't smell good.
Yeah, dude, I started fucking the stool.
Yeah.
The bench.
Once a bunch of comics got in my car, I was giving them a ride home from a gig. And straight away, my voice came up on the on the car stereo. It was Dave O'Neill's podcast that I was a guest on. They're like, oh, big boy, huh? Everyone's taking photos of the thing and recording it. Like, listen, Cap loves his own farts, you know?
Yeah.
is brutal.
All right, let's do the intro. Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the Kings. Welcome to another episode of the Bone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Macklemore to my Tupac, Nick Kapper.
Oh, yeah, thrift shop, huh?
Yeah, give us a bar.
No, hey.
Is that thrift shop?
Yeah, no, that's the other song. What's it? No, they be hold back. Take the music and hold us.
Oh, is that him? I didn't even know that was him.
That was him.
Yeah. Right. I think what Macklemore, he was on drugs, living in a basement, and then he went sober.
Yeah,
crushed it, and then now he's back on drugs.
All right.
I think he's back on drugs.
Quite the arc. Yeah.
Yeah. At least he had a good time in the middle.
There was a while there. It was almost like a fugue state for the world where everyone was like loved him, right? You know? Yeah. He was like this fucking white rapper dude and fur coats, and he's like walks into the party. He's got a butt up. I got a big dick.
We got a huge Macklehead in tonight. Yeah. He is biting at the bit. Yeah. We got Billy Darcy. Yes.
Yeah. Mackle-less.
Yeah. You boys are nailing the references. You have stereotyped me accurately.
He wants some Macklemore.
Yeah, dude.
Now it's so good having you on because, I don't know. Anytime I heard you on the Mug Off or whatever, or I used to listen to your podcast a fair bit, it was like so funny. But it's like you and Rowan Arneal and Pat Doherty, you're just talking about, you guys are all from like the northern beaches. Many comics are from.
Yeah, it's not like the funniest area.
No.
There's not a lot of hardship. No. So.
I think the lifestyle is too good over there.
Oh, 100%, dude. Yeah. Like, I got a media degree and I should have just gone straight into PR.
Yeah.
Like a coward, you know. I could be on 83K right now.
Yeah.
Just feed up, you know. My missus would have a fringe. It'd be so sick. But look at me. Here I am on the couch.
Dude.
With two of the lads. The park less traveled. Yeah, I love it.
Dude, you're your own PR agency and accountant and and publicist. It's so cool. It's like you got your own little company.
Yeah.
Still get to practice the skills.
And you were like with your podcast, it was for a while. You just told me differently that it was for what years? Just you.
Yeah, it was a solo pod. And the reason was actually because I lived in Manly.
Right.
And I knew that no comedian would ever come to Manly.
You got to get the ferry.
Yeah. When we used to run a comedy room in Manly, it's like half an hour from the city.
Yeah.
And we ran a Friday night show and like, mate, half the lineup would drop out at 4 p.m. every Friday.
Yeah.
And some people would just not even have any shame. They'd be like, got an invite to a house party.
Yeah.
Don't want to come to Manly to host. Like,
yeah.
And so it would just be me end up hosting every week. It was horrendous.
Yeah.
But I knew no one would come. And then we went into lockdown. So then it was double trouble. So most podcasts stopped and I was like still going.
Oh, yeah.
So it worked out in the end.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's like the, like Don Bradman, you know, hitting the golf ball up against the water tank. Dude, that's you.
You want to talk about the psychosis of listening to your own podcast, though. Listening to your own solo podcast. Oof.
Oh, dude.
Mate, you got to keep it funny. Otherwise, it can veer into manifesto territory pretty quickly.
Well, dude, we've done a few solo ones over the years just on Patreon or whatever. And I'd start to disassociate within about 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And then you just feel like you're having a breakdown.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're like, is this compelling to anyone? Does anyone give a shit? So for you to do it that long, I think it's commendable.
Yeah.
It's actually quite fun as like a skill in and of itself. And also it's so funny because I do it by myself, obviously. But I know, even though no one else is around, I go, this is absolutely cranking. You're on fire today, Bill. Or I'm like, this sucks and you know it. Like, I know exactly what's happening even though I'm getting no feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. Yeah. That's a great comedic mind you got there.
Yeah.
Well, I bet there's some guys that think they crush it every time.
No. Like, but
I don't even need to listen to it.
Because, I'll be like, oh, this is a pretty funny thing. Yeah, got a couple of things to say here and then I'll riff it out.
Yeah.
And then you don't have anything. You're not riffing it out.
Yeah.
And you're just sort of stuck.
Right.
So I'm aware, yeah.
I'll ask you guys this before we get into the phones and stuff. I'm doing a promo spot, not like the little interview bullshit thing on the project in a couple hours, right?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And like at the Logies last year, I wore this tiny little top hat.
Yeah.
And my partner was adamant that I don't wear it on the project tonight.
Yeah.
But I'm convinced it'll like be the biggest thing that's ever happened on the project.
Dude, honestly, I think play on because you may as well do something.
Yeah.
Please, please do it.
See? Because you guys, like, I think because you know it's stupid, you think it's like it'll be embarrassing, but just the one photo you get sitting next to Waleed where...
Oh, dude, that's so awesome. You got to do it.
She is like, no, it's silly. It's stupid. Like, it's not going to help you get tickets sold for your show. And then, yeah, what I think Tiny Top Hat is just fucking comedy gold.
Honestly, if I was on the project, I would have the arrow through the head. I'd have the water coming out of the flower. Mate, you've got 4 minutes on the nation's telly.
Yeah.
Fucking use it.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Like, what else could you do to make that segment different? Because I've been watching all the comics doing it over the past week when they put their clips up on Instagram, and everyone kind of bombs in that spot.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Hiding to nothing anyway.
Yeah.
Man, I think I've told you this story before.
Yeah.
It's so cool seeing a part of it when Hannibal Buress went on the project.
Yeah.
Before he walked in, someone was selling kids' AFL books out the front. So he just bought one, walked in, and they were trying to ask him questions about his stand-up show.
Yeah.
And he was like, A is for Ozzy. He's like, B is for ball. C is for, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, call or something like that. And he just ignored the questions.
Fuck.
And they're like, then he went on the Little Dum Dum Club. You can listen to the episode afterwards. It was a long time ago. And he said... he said, yeah, well, in a promo spot, what are you going to remember? Oh, yeah, the show is good, come out. Or are you going to remember the guy who ruined the whole thing?
Dude.
Like, that's someone I'd buy a ticket to.
Yeah. I know. That's the thing. Like, I mean, Hannibal obviously has the advantage of not giving a fuck what happens to a showbiz career in this country because it goes back to a very successful one in the States, right? Whereas I wear this and then immediately I get a text from whatever, my agent or something, just going, what are you doing? Like, I got you this interview, and you know what I mean? Like, so the disappointment in people that I would possibly have to deal with just for wearing a tiny top hat.
Honestly, I think just don't address the hat at any stage.
Well, of course, but they're going to...
Man, I reckon you got to like go like that.
Doff?
Doff
the cap?
Yeah, you got to doff the little hat.
Also, the hat, you're reclaiming your power.
Yeah.
Because what if Waleed's not laughing at your little story?
Yeah.
At least you got the fucking hat on.
I know.
You got something in the game.
It's great.
That's the thing.
Man, like, you got to look at your heroes.
Yeah.
Norm MacDonald, he's like the guy.
Well, the thing now is like, because they all still do like morning radio shit to promote club shows, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've seen that like with Sam Morril or Tom Segura.
Oh, I love that.
Segura's
love
got like
those.
A rap character, like DJ Motherface or Fatherface or something.
Yeah.
And he just wrecks these interviews. And I'm not going in there to wreck it. I'll still promote the show.
Yeah,
I feel like Tawny Top Hat.
Man, I reckon it's awesome. Yeah, get in there.
Yeah, I don't know. So do I hold my nerve, though? You know, you're in that little dressing room and you're like, oh, God.
Man, I reckon keep it in the pocket. Don't tell anybody about it.
Yeah.
Then walk out and then just put it on.
Put it on during.
Yeah. Oh, no, walk as you walk. Oh, because you got to be in there.
Yeah, so it cuts back to the desk, I think, and you're in there. So maybe before it cuts back to the desk.
Yeah, then just put it on. Yeah, dude. Otherwise, and you got to like, you got to count down in your mind.
Yeah.
You got to go 3, 2, 1, and then do it. Because if you don't do that, you're going to have too many thoughts.
But the tiny top hat is burning an absolute hole in my pocket while I'm sitting there. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe just have one line for it. Be like, look, we all know everyone watching this show is going to go see Hughesy.
Yeah.
This is my attempt at standing out. Just a little nod or something.
Yeah. Something like it's actually a regular size hat. I just have a giant head. Or it was my grandpa's. He was a little magician.
Just something.
I wonder what you could say.
Yeah. So, but again, this is against the will of my loving fiance, who was like, absolutely do not do it. You're an asshole.
I saw Tommy Little do the promo spot the other week.
Yeah.
And he did this thing that Waleed Ali used to smoke a bong before every show. It was pretty wild. I'm pretty sure the top hat is going to pale in comparison to Tommy Little calling devout Muslim Waleed Ali a drug addict.
Yeah,
so I think the bar's been set.
That was a rough segment. I saw that too.
Well, I couldn't believe they let it happen.
Yeah.
But I mean, fair play to Tommy.
Yeah.
Swing big, swing wild.
Yeah. I reckon that's
he's
awesome.
Playing the big room, mate. That's what it takes, brother.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what it takes,
Mike. Is this
Mike.
My ticket?
Yeah.
This is my ticket to the comedy
theater?
You're
Ruben
K. Yeah.
You know, you just got to say that.
Like, dude, yeah, well, because you did like the pre-interview with the producer and she was like, we have to tell everyone this, please no religious jokes ever since Ruben K.
Yeah.
Because he did something about I got nailed like Jesus and like came back 3 days later, some shit. Yeah. And then it was this huge shitstorm. Like project panelists were getting death threats or whatever. And like they needed security detail and stuff. But I don't think there's that level of fallout from Tiny Top Hat.
I reckon it's awesome, man.
I think compared to the K-hole and Tommy Little, you're going to seem quite pleasant. I can't be more around this.
Yeah.
If someone asks you about the hat, you go, I'm promoting a comedy show. Why wouldn't I wear a hat?
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Or do you go, what hat? Do you just act like that?
Yeah. You go, what hat?
Yeah. What hat?
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
that's a hat.
It's just a funny hat.
No, not even funny. No, yeah.
It's just a hat.
Yeah. Oh, shit. There it goes. I go, yeah, that's my
style.
You can
say it's part of my religion.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
You could say you're Amish.
Yeah. Yeah, Amish, maybe. I guess if I wore it back far enough, then it's like
it could be a yarmulke. Yeah, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
Man, I think it's got to be perched. If you had a little feather on it.
Oh,
God.
Fuck, maybe I go like pull one off a pigeon.
Yeah, go pull one off a pigeon before it. That's what causes the controversy. Comedians
mutilated
pulling,
pigeon.
Pulling a
that's
down insane. The front of the office of Channel 10.
Someone sees me just pulling apart a pigeon like it's a fucking two-piece feed. it's the thing. Like I do have a 6 p.m. gig and I'll probably sink a few drinks there just to like get up the Tiny Top Hat courage for the
I reckon you got to do it, man.
Yeah,
I think so.
I live these dreams through you.
Well,
to really ruin a show. I just get
thing.
To ruin mid-level stuff.
What's the worst outcome? Like, what is the worst that can
happen? Well, here's the thing: without the Tiny Top Hat, you might sell no tickets.
Yeah.
With the Tiny Top Hat, you might sell no tickets, but you also might sell fuckloads of tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think swing big. Big players take big swings.
Right. Okay. And so we've settled on the line, if they ask me what's with the hat, that what am I going to say? It's a normal hat. It's a regular hat.
This is just one of my hats that I wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like very matter of fact.
You could say it's my inside hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
yeah,
no. I go, I just wanted to be formal.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You think?
Yeah.
Can we do better than that?
Well, it's a big show. I just wanted to be formal and look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doff to fucking...
And then you can still tell whatever story you're going to tell anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing. Fucking stories suck, you know?
Like, also, mate, once Taunton sees you walking with a little top hat, mate, a fellow comedian in the trenches, don't worry, mate, that's going to be a little Scotty Pippen moment from him. He's going to riff it up with you.
Yeah. If I had the support of a good friend there, Taunts or Cashman, but this is the Friday Night B Team. So I get like, I forget. It's not Taunts. It's not Cashman. I think it's...
They get a day off?
Yeah, they get a Friday off. But I know Tom Tilly from Triple J's Hack is like the serious journo on the show.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, fuck, if that old cunt Steve Price is there just looking at me, slide a top hat on.
Dude, it's great.
Dude, that bloke, hey.
Yeah.
That bloke cracks me up.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too niche with analyzing the project host, but that Steve Price guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like, it's great.
It's like a caricature of a grumpy old dude.
Yeah, it's like news, but with a difference. It's like, well, someone tell Steve because he seems pretty fucking fired up.
I've never watched it.
I haven't watched it since like the heyday of Hughesy being the main guy or whatever.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
After that, it was like Pickering, I think, at the start.
Pickering at the start. Hughesy was the comedy guy.
Yeah.
Then Peter Hellier for a bit. It's a dynasty. It's a lineage like no other.
It is. And
now that you've put it on the podcast, though, man, you do have to tiny
hat.
People would be disappointed.
But by the time this comes out, you know, because this is, we're banking up apps, so this is going to be 2 weeks after the fact.
Yeah, but who cares? We'll have the footage.
It'll seem even braver now that people will get to see behind the curtain on the decision-making process.
That's true. All right, so that's just one of my it's a national TV show and I just wanted to be formal. And
100%.
Then just dead-eye Tom Tilly.
Anyway, So I was walking down the street the other day, right? And then just slide in.
Yeah, so yeah, like you tour regionally and I'm like, oh, I got a lot of this story. And then
yeah,
I
just
yeah.
It's a little serious tonight. Thought I'd just be a little fun.
Yeah, you got to do that hilarious thing that famous Australian comedians do where they just call pretty much anyone from a country town racist on national telly.
Yeah.
I just went to Bundaberg last week. Freak show.
Yeah, like you realize these people have access to the internet.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the old days where they just got right-wing media delivered to the country.
Yeah.
You're like, but
yeah, I can't believe you're not doing better in the regional towns.
Yeah.
So the premise of the pod is we all swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through notes, camera roll, search history, or Facebook memories. We used to do draft tweets, but I doubt you have any.
I don't have Twitter, no.
No one does anymore.
Tweeting's not big on the northern beaches.
Mate, I did have Twitter for a few years, but just couldn't keep up with the volume of it. Like, you got to tweet like 8 times a day or something.
Yeah.
I just couldn't be fucked.
No.
Yeah.
I haven't had it for like 5 years.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why.
Trying to get it back for like joke writing purposes. That's it.
Yeah.
Because I had a couple of good jokes come from there,
Just pump it out on Threads, man. You're a thread head. You could do it.
Threadmaster.
Are you on Threads, brother?
I am on the Threads, but I every time I'm like, all right, this is thread week.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one thread a week. Haven't done one for 2 weeks. Yeah. I reckon 3 weeks. And then the last one I did was just promoting my show. Like, look at this.
Surely it's a fucking ghost town already over there, you know?
I think so. There seems to be weird themes with Threads. Every time I look on it, there's something, there's some theme. They're obsessed with that Huberman guy.
Oh, yeah.
Love him.
Yeah.
I just punted on Threads. I'm just going to roll the dice that this isn't like the next TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm just going to not participate ever. Yeah. And if my friends all get millions of followers and leave me behind, then I'm just going to have to live with that.
Yeah.
Because we're up to like 5 things or whatever. Like,
Yeah, that's it.
It takes longer to post than it does to create the clip.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, they're all different sizes.
They're all different sizes. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we got like octagon. Yeah. Octotok. You know, it's got to be like octagon dimensions.
TikTok-tagon.
Also, it's TikTok-tagon.
Like, dude, the amount of times I've uploaded like one of my best stand-up bits and it's bombed across 4 platforms.
Oh, yeah.
Like at least one of you get on it, you know? Like, come on.
Oh, man, I'll have ones that will crush on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, this is going to do good on TikTok. And then gets like 200 views. I'm like, what am I doing wrong?
It's brutal.
Why is it going so well on one, not going so well on the other?
Yeah. Did you post on Instagram first? This is how like people are like, oh, it knows if it's been posted elsewhere or something.
Really?
And then it's like, yeah, it doesn't favor it as much. Who fucking knows?
You just got to put a fucking towel on your head and pretend to be a PE teacher. And if you're not doing that, don't even worry about the algorithm, okay?
Yeah,
if you're not doing that, you got bigger problems than the algorithm.
Yeah.
Are you working on a PE teacher character?
Oh, I'm about 2 days away from fucking chucking a bath towel over the old dome.
Do PE teachers have fucking towels on their heads? Is that a thing?
Oh, no, it's just because when they put a towel on their head, it's like meant to be, you're meant to be a woman in the TikTok.
Oh, so the female PE teacher.
It's called acting, brother.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize you were a method, bro.
I don't understand those people that put the towel over their head. I'm like, a wig is like $3.
Yeah.
It's like $3. Or just ask a woman to be. There's plenty of student actors out there.
Yeah.
No, I actually rate it. I just rate how, like, it's like, yeah, dude, it's me with a towel on my head. Like,
yeah.
I either get on board or don't, you know? Like,
It does explain the people that watch those things. They're really into them. They're like, oh, yeah, women have long hair.
Yeah.
Must be a woman. Yeah. They have long hair.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Do I use a fork to eat the food or do I use it to cut up the food?
So, Capper, like when you say something like there's too many towel heads, you might be talking about TikTok.
No. Yeah, I am. No, I'm not.
Maybe Channel 7 will have to take down that article after all, brother.
I should say we had Connor Burns on the last episode and we just rehashed an old hack that we used on Husey for him, and it was just a meme that said only absolute yumminess is allowed in my world and universe, right?
Yep.
And then I sent it to him and he was like, man, I just I can't be fucked putting it up. He was like, yeah, just couldn't be bothered.
No, I'm in for this.
Stories. Yeah.
I'm honestly, we'll do anything for traction with three shows to go.
Yeah.
Even though it's not going up for another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have something for you sent in by a listener to the Instagram DMs. But we'll get to that at the end of the eps. Should we get into the phones?
Yes, let's do it. A couple of people have asked. Man, they said, oh, you should get Billy on. So that's good.
There you go. So
we got a message.
Dude,
yeah, you got to get it.
Well, it's nice to be wanted.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, we've been performing together. I've been loving your show, man. It's so funny.
Mate, likewise,
I've been
brother.
Listening to it every night before I go on.
Yeah.
And it gets better and better. And we were talking about it last night, man. When I used to listen to your show last year, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the green room. And then, you know when someone's having a hard one.
Oh, yeah.
When they're just changing it up.
Yeah.
Oh, the late show pivot and the crowd work.
It's so funny.
Yeah,
and you've only had one, but even that one wasn't that hard. But I could just tell. I was like, I said to Rowan in the room, I was like, he's not going to be happy with this one. Then he walked in, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Just had a pint of beer, sat down on a chair. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And the problem is as well, you're constantly comparing them to other nights.
Oh, yeah.
So like a joke doesn't get a big laugh and you're like, fucking hell, last night I was crowd surfing after that one.
Yeah.
And then you start to resent them a bit and then you might flub a line because your rhythm's off and now you know what I mean?
You spiral. Oh,
and you got to stop spiraling and go, come on, it's not their fault.
Yeah.
Just get with it, Bill.
Yeah.
Get with it, Doug.
It is that thing where you're like, 24 hours ago, that crushed.
Yes.
And then now it got a groan or something and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And last night I was totally thrown because there was a lady in the audience that I used to work with on my dad's old cotton farm.
Right.
And she's quite old. And she brought her son along, who is also like a man.
Yeah.
And so I used to do honest work with this woman, and she knows my parents farming years ago before I started stand-up. And then I'm up on stage wearing Christmas lights and yelling about my wife's head. Showing photos of Martin Bryant, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like it would totally put
were
me
they
off.
Sitting
I was like,
close
please
enough,
don't come.
Could you see their reactions to how they were, I don't know, receiving the
Yeah,
the show?
They were kind of like, they weren't laughing really. And then they came up and said how great the show was afterwards.
Yeah.
They rang my mother and said, oh, it was such a great show. We had so much fun.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you could have just shown me once that you were having fun. Like, you know when you got – I reckon what's – if you have people you don't respect and they're not laughing, you're like, hell yeah. I'm going to run this into the ground further.
Yeah.
But then when people you do respect
that
know your parents
– I think it's if you know them. I think respect
does
not
–
if you
brutal.
Know them and you have possibly going to see them again, I think that colors everything,
it's
right?
It's so brutal.
Like the local cafe I'm at, the waitress today was like, oh, you know, we're coming to your show next Friday. And I'm like, okay, great. But in my head I'm going, if that's a bad show, I'm not coming back to this cafe.
Yeah. Stakes are huge for that one.
Yeah.
At least they're coming to a Friday.
Yeah,
Friday. The worst when people say, we're coming to your friggin' Sunday.
Wednesday.
And you go, oh, you're two of the four pre-sales. Jesus Christ.
I was like, I was on the Rezzy's podcast. You know, they're all AFL guys from, from Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
And they just surprised me. They all came along, sat front row. And I think they were expecting, you know, just stand up. Instead, they got a whole barrage of things that they weren't expecting.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I just watched them be shocked in the front row for an hour.
Right.
And then I sent him an apology message. I was like, guys, I'm so sorry. Is that, like, you know, I'm sorry to freak you out. And they were like, nah, man, we loved it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. But I was like, well, yeah.
See, the apology message to me is you just want that response. It's like apologizing, you want the validation still. You want them to go, no, dude, we loved it. It was great. So I just feel like don't apologize.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true. But I don't apologize about a bomb.
Yeah.
I apologize just about, sorry to freak you.
Yeah. Mm. You apologize about who you are as a person.
I'm apologizing who I am as a person.
All right, let's get into the phones. I'll spin the wheel first. You can hold on to your phones for now, because I'll spin the wheel each time. So for me, there goes the wheel.
Oh, what do you got, Michael? What do we got?
To the right. Camera roll. Billy is going through camera roll in my phone. Ignore that one in the far left corner. That is your potential hack for the end of the episode.
Do we all pass the phone?
No. Hold on to yours. So you just go through mine. Have a flick through. Skip the redheaded stuff. I think it's well-worn territory at this point.
Yeah. Mike, you haven't started your run yet. The festival's out. All the comedians are promoting.
Yeah.
Are there some good screenshots you've been getting of some good promotions?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those would be in there for sure.
It's a gold mine.
Yeah.
So what's this? We got Jabba the Hutt, but like in a high heel with stockings on.
Yeah.
We got kind of a sexy Jabba the Hutt JPEG here.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is like sort of a hentai spin-off, brother, or
that's called Jabba the Slut.
Jabba the Slut.
No, that was, I think, again, a potential hack for someone. We might have floated it to someone. I don't know if they're going to do it. Or maybe the Portelli app.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think we did float it.
Yeah. So that oftentimes listeners will send us crook shit, or I'll, you know, see it, whatever, just on the web, and then save it into the phone. And so that one's sitting there for a future potential hack, and it's, you know, just hot Jabba.
Nice.
That was for a hack as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You had one back there. Sorry, mate.
No, go for it.
You had one back here of a – it had a – this is great listenership, by the way. Oh, you got Matt Damon and some other guy.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
That's Matt Damon and the actor Jesse Plemons, who was in Breaking Bad and as a character actor. He was most recently in that Scorsese boring flick, The Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yes.
So they look similar. Like, apparently, like, you know, Plemons looks like budget Damon. And so I haven't tweeted in probably 3 years, and I was like, I'm going to put this picture of these two side by side on Twitter and say, when life gives you Plemons, make Damon aid. And...
What a return.
I was like, this is going to be
Did that
huge.
Shut the app down?
Dude.
With the service okay?
Yeah, they changed it to X.
Because that was
Twitter,
the rebrand.
Twitter's done.
They were like, this is a schism.
Yeah.
This company is now before and after. Mike Goldstein's return.
And I was like, it was a phrase I couldn't get out of my head. It was like in this loop of me going, with life gives you Plemons, make Damon aid. And then I was like, I just got to get it out of my head by tweeting this shit. And it bombed.
Oh man.
Of course. I knew it would, but I was like, yeah.
The fact that that's what got you back as well.
Yeah, dude.
You also have a poster of Nikki Stanicki, the movie. Were you like, hey, let's see this, baby? We sending it to the lady like, hey, big laugh up on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
It's got John Cena in it.
Yeah.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
Let's get some popcorn. I bought a bottle of Moe. It's Ricky Stanicki night.
I sent that to Ben Caution, my little brother, because we both auditioned for the role of Rabbi Gigglebird in that movie, and neither of us got it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. The
super Jewy caricature, Rabbi Gigglebird, who performs a I still haven't watched it, but I sent it to Caution going, this, you know, we could have been in this. It's good for us,
God
whatever.
Damn.
Who did get it?
Jeff Ross.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's pretty Jewy.
Yeah.
You can't really argue with that one.
Yeah. It's so funny. We're like, we can't get Caution or Goldstein. They both fucked it up.
Yeah.
What do you say we get Jeff Ross?
Dude, apparently it was originally Ryan Shelton, because they filmed here in Melbourne, right?
Yeah.
And so they hired Ryan Shelton for the role, and then they decided during filming he wasn't good enough, so they flew Jeff Ross out from L.A. to play the Jewish stereotype of Rabbi Gigglebird.
Yeah. You hate to see that happening. we want our homegrown Jews getting these roles.
Dude, I haven't watched it yet, so I don't know if that character, you know, is actually good or how it looks, but I do want to watch it just to see the Rabbi Gigglebird scene.
Man, yeah, apparently they filmed it at the lounge, and the owner of the lounge was there.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, how you going, boys? All right. Yeah, what are you doing? Looking at stuff? You want me to get you a few coffees? And they go, yeah. And then he went and got some coffees, came back, and then he just had a heart-to-heart with this dude. And it was who's the main actor?
Zac Efron.
It was Zac Efron.
Oh my god!
Owner of the Comics Lounge, just hanging out with Zac Efron.
Hell
yeah! Yeah, Zac, nice fella. And they're like, "That's one of the biggest stars on the planet." Got a coffee and just hung out with him.
His face has changed considerably.
Man, who's this dude? Last but not least.
Yeah, I was going to ask this.
Yeah,
that okay is his name is James Goldstein.
James Goldstein.
So for the listener, it's like a 80 million year old guy like a 6'4" model or something.
Yeah.
So he looks like Aerosmith and a scarecrow combined.
Yeah. Steven Tyler and a scarecrow.
Looks like an old person filter, but in real life.
Yeah. So his name is Jimmy Goldstein. And so any fan of the NBA would be familiar with him because he goes to every Lakers game and he sits courtside and he's always got like a different smoke show on his arm. And then he also has this multi-million dollar mansion in Beverly Hills. And there was one of my tennis buddies sent me, because he's got like this tennis court that's overlooking Boulevard called, whatever. And I go, oh yeah, that's James Goldstein's place. And he was like, what? Who the fuck? And then because he wasn't aware of this guy. And so I sent him, I go, oh, he's this fucking eccentric weirdo that is just known for being an NBA super fan. And like, it's a mysterious where all his money came from. And then just because his name is Goldstein, people, you know, fucking like, oh, your uncle or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Dude, by the way, bring back mysterious billionaires.
Right.
New thing where they want to be celebs as well.
Yeah.
Fucking have a day off.
Yeah.
Like, we got to follow you on Instagram now as well. I love this bloke up in the hills. No one knows what he's up to.
Yeah.
Comes out when he wants to watch a bit of sport.
Yeah, dude.
Good on him.
Yeah. And then also the fact that, you know, different model on his arm. These models have like absolutely no shame. They're like, oh no, I'll fucking suck off Jimmy Goldstein, you know, just swim around in the mansion for a while.
That's incredible. The saddest thing about this story is not the bloke, you know, with the young girl or whatever. It's that Mike has a group chat where they go, oh, how sick is this tennis court?
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong.
Imagine playing on this. Wow, Jesus Christ.
That is a sharp court.
That is a good court.
I follow Instagram accounts that are just like, check out this court. And I'm like, fwah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, awooga.
As an old man, you really have, because I've started doing collections on Instagram. I've got so many collections. I've got like motorbikes I'd like to build. Yeah. Motorbike I'd like to buy.
Yeah.
Dude, I got to come clean. Bikes. While we're on this, I follow a cricket pitch account.
Yeah.
Where it's just like beautiful cricket pitches.
See? So you get it.
Yeah.
You probably follow some motorcycle bullshit.
That's what I just said. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. Tennis is something a bit lame. I mean, cricket pitch is even lame.
Nah, it's a turf thing, mate. It's a turf thing. You don't understand the quality of the turf.
Yeah. It's true. You know, there's various turfs, you know.
Well, you and I play on a shit pickleball court, and then sometimes we get to play on the really good one.
When you go to the pristine one, it makes you appreciate more, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I can feel the spring.
As soon as I start following, like, pickleball court accounts, though, then I have a fucking problem.
We're all obsessed with paddles at the moment, though. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, you got to get the good paddle.
Yeah, everyone's wearing paddles and stuff.
But, man, that is so insane.
Yeah, Jimmy Goldstein.
That was a good story, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Check out Jimmy Goldstein.
I love it. What's his name? Tommy Wiseau? Tommy
Wiseau,
No one knows where he got his money from.
Yeah.
He's just got heaps of money for some reason.
Fucking Eastern Bloc wealth, generational wealth or something.
Man, it's just so cool.
People don't know his actual, was he Romanian or something? Like it's all.
Yeah, they don't know his like actual.
It was one of the weird ones.
Yeah.
I love that shit. I love it. Have you guys ever met someone like that? There was a guy once who gave me some graphic design work and he'd always hang out at comedy rooms.
Yeah.
And he took me to a big mansion once and got me to like do some graphic design for him, but it was a bit too in-depth for me, but I kind of fluffed my way through it. And then you had like a model girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she cooked us steaks and then we smoked some weed.
Yeah.
And then watched TV and it was awesome.
Fuck.
It was in like Balmain. Like it was And then he just disappeared.
Right. Yeah. You see that a ton in the States. There's like the Shoelace Harris or whatever, you know. Owns a giant mansion or there's, just old money all over the place, especially along the East Coast and stuff where they just own so many properties and it's because they're you know, great-great-granddad invented the gumball or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Torrance lived in some kind of toilet paper
mansion
or something, right?
Yeah,
some bloke
who
made toilet paper.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was, yeah, it sounds like the mansion was made of toilet paper, but yeah. That would be sick too. All right, should we do Billy's phone?
Yes.
All right, spinning the wheel to see what Capper is going through and Billy's phone.
Ooh.
Back on camera roll. Back on
camera roll.
Two camera rolls for the app, so open the
Maybe don't read any comedian screenshots because I was probably trashing them in various group chats.
Nice. It's that time of year.
Yeah. You know, have a go at this bloke's poster. What a pelican, this sort of stuff.
Fuck, I've seen some posters that I'm like, what were they thinking? When it's just like an extreme close-up of someone's head.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing with posters and shows now anyway? Why do you even have to name shows?
Yeah.
I was like at the wall at Melbourne Town Hall and it's like there's stupidest names. It's like Purple Wall Breakdown or like Helicopter Rainbow. It's like, why can't it just be Mike Goldstein?
Yeah.
People aren't like, you got to go and see Watermelon Street Divine. They're like, who'd you see last night? I saw Mike Goldstein. No one knows the names of the shows.
No. That actually, the puns that came up on the last app, but like the puns are like, who gives a fuck? No one's like laughing at a pun and being like, all right, they sold. I'm in.
Yeah. It's so silly.
Yeah.
Man, this is
Big Billy D energy. There's a title for
it. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see in a couple of years. Might be a bit more desperate for sales.
Yeah.
That's when the puns will come out.
Man, this is so good. I love this. Someone sent you this and says, why does this look like you?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a worm?
It's like a redhead cabbage patch doll.
Yeah. Right.
I get the most offensive lookalikes. Like, like I got, I get like Mark Zuckerberg, that photo of him where they put on heaps of weight on him.
Right.
Yeah, like stuff like that. Basically, anyone with like sort of a pudgy face and sort of longish orange hair.
Yeah.
Just the most offensive version of that you can imagine.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, that's fodder.
I mean,
at least
people are remembering me, you know? So that's good.
Have you ever got Larry Bird?
Yeah, tons of Larry Bird, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I get Larry Bird when he's like 60, you know? Like, I'm like, at least give me prime Larry.
Prime Bird, dude.
Give me prime
Bird.
Dude,
those highlight reels, some of the best.
Yeah, 100%.
What else we got here? Man, it's a fair bit of, you know, someone for your tour you're currently on, it's not a competition. You got like a mural painted.
Oh, yeah. So I
far out.
Commissioned my own mural to promote this tour.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was pretty genius, even though it was only up for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
it got graphed over the next day.
Oh, really?
Where was it?
It was in Newtown, but my mates have a band and I have a mate who's an artist.
Yeah.
And to promote their new single, they had my mate do a mural.
Yeah.
Just to be like, oh, hey, we got a mural. And I was like, I didn't know you could just get a mural.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then I just commissioned my own.
Man, nice. That's sick.
Yeah.
I love that.
So 6 hours?
Oh, maybe less.
Really?
Yeah. It's on one of these walls in Newtown where it's just like everything's game.
Yeah.
But, you know, mine was like at least about something, whereas the guy who graphed over it just said like Skez or some shit.
Right. So we're talking like tucked off King Street kind of.
Yeah, massively around there, yeah. And I put on Instagram like I'm blown away, like I can't believe a mural that I commissioned and paid for has been painted. Like what a moment for the culture, you know. So, you know, it's kind of like a guy who like is like, once I have a wife and kids, I'll buy a house, but he doesn't have a wife and kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, when I'm really famous, I'll have a mural, but sort of taken a while, so I just wanted to get the mural, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, it's like when you go do Dane Simpson's gig, the first thing he does, what's his town? Wagga?
Wagga, yeah.
Yeah, he drives you to go look at his mural, and you're like just looking at it, you're like, cool, man. Congrats, I guess.
But that's a real mural because blokes aren't painting Skez over it 6 hours later. That's how you can tell someone besides him wanted it up.
Well, it's problematic if you take his land. So
Yeah, exactly. Well, mate, it's a bit awkward to paint over an Aboriginal bloke's mural. Yeah. That's up forever.
Yeah, I really bombed after I pissed on it.
Yeah.
I headlined afterwards. They're like, that's the racist guy who pissed on the mural.
Dude, you put a Dave Hughes mural over the top of that. That's pretty much a hate crime.
Oh, yeah.
Put a Kevin Bloody Wilson.
Yeah. Rodney Rood's coming through town.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Come on. We've got someone telling some real bloody jokes now. Yeah. Like.
Anything else with the camera roll?
This one's, this looks like a note. Brisbane Lions all cheating on their misses and it's gone back to the computer on the iCloud at home. Half the team going through a divorce.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. So a couple of blokes after my shows have told me about this.
Yeah.
And I wrote it down for my podcast. So they're all in Vegas, right? WhatsApp group, the half the Brisbane Lions boys, synced to the iCloud, back to the family desktop at home.
Yeah.
All the boys getting up to crook shit, playing up on their wives. And this partner's spread it around to the other partners.
Yeah.
A couple of them are getting divorced. Like, actually, a few of them are separated, getting separated as well. And they're 0-3, like, destroyed their season.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Is this your team?
No, it's not my team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, but yeah, iCloud leak, destroying families.
Shit.
You know, the boys like organizing drugs and strippers and stuff and like cheating on their partners, yeah.
Fuck. That's so what's insane. The most incriminating? Are they doing drugs in the photos?
I haven't seen the photos, but one of the guys is getting divorced and it's because of this.
Yeah.
And it's going around that a few of them are getting separated now as well.
Shit.
But it's destroyed their team as well because imagine if we go up the coast and I fucking destroy your marriage, brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not passing to me after that.
Yeah, no, like, no.
The team's fucked.
Yeah. Your Mrs. Ratted us out. Yeah.
Like, Kappa, why don't you pass it to Bill? He's free on the left. It's like, because of that cunt, I have to see my son every second weekend now. Like, of course I'm not passing to him. Dude, AFL and NRL players, honestly, I'm surprised they didn't just upload a sex tape directly to their Instagram stories.
Man, like, it's nuts. That's the thing. Like, you know, all of us comics, we're always cheating on our partners. We're going to Crown Casino. We're doing coke and everything, but we all keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No one cares.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
If I was a famous...
The chuckle fuckers that want to sleep with us. You don't want to brag about that.
Yeah, the two chicks on the East Coast that follow Australian comedy. Yeah. They're already in the group chat. They know the parts.
Yeah. They know that.
They've seen what I can do to a stool, though.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. But man, that is so funny that they're just taking videos of it. Like, you really do realize that they are Neanderthals.
The dumbest.
Like, it's like, boys, I'm not even saying don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying don't film it and send it to other people.
Yeah.
That's such a bare minimum request.
Yeah. Just don't film anything.
Just don't film anything. Stop filming.
Does it add an element of you being so self-destructive already? You're like, I know this is even more crazy to film it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like probably it makes it more wild.
That's probably it.
Getting off on the filming.
Yeah, it's a bit of that. You got to up the stakes, you know.
Man, it's so funny because you know when people just fuck up like that and then they'll blame, but they won't say, look, I fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, like, they'll just blame it on the guy. Like, well, why were you fucking filming?
Yeah.
Why? He's like, you were cheating on your missus.
It's
not my fault. I mean,
Yeah.
But don't film it.
It's like at every Bucks party where there's like a stripper or a topless waitress. One of the lads always has to get a cheeky photo. And it's like, you don't need to take a photo. We're here.
We're here.
My eyeballs are the camera. Like, I can see it right now. You don't need to...
We have access to tits right on your phone.
We've hired her.
We've hired her.
Yeah.
This isn't like we broke into her house or something. Like, do you know what I mean?
There was an honor code at your Bucks, Capper, where it was like no phones. It was just like everyone leave your phones in your fucking pockets.
It was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And that's why we had heaps of fun over there.
Yeah. It was like,
I think it was also good. I was thinking of like if I have a house party next time or whatever, I'm going to have maybe a phone bucket.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, just put them in the phone. Yeah, because we had a great time. Everyone was present.
Yeah.
Everyone was like having a really good time.
Yeah.
Although I must admit, if there's a couple of dorks there, the phone really is a good refuge.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. It is a very good
refuge. You need that escape.
Yeah.
The fake phone call.
Yeah, the fake phone call rules.
I did one the other day and I was like, had to get away from it, so I did the fake phone call.
Oh, dude.
And I was like just so nervous about the whole thing. Like as they're talking to me, I'm just planning it in my head.
Yeah.
All right, how are you going to get it out of the pocket? Whatever. I must have looked – they must have been relieved when I pulled them over because they're this guy's listening to me.
If they could see the screen is still black, you're cooked. Or if like Siri starts responding to you, you know?
Yeah.
So they can tell. People know.
It's good, man. In that Selling Sunset reality show,
they
always go like, I got him on the phone now. There's a deal, you know.
Right.
And someone zoomed in on it and he just, had the lock screen on and that thing.
That's sick.
It's so awesome. Yeah. All right, let's go.
All right, quickly, Capper's phone and then we'll get out of here.
Get out of here.
Got our own
Billy's got a date.
I do have a date at 5, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a date.
Well, yeah, it is a date, yeah. So
really?
Well, it's not a date, but it's not a date.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Capper, your phone.
I was just arcing you up there. Oh, yeah. It really is.
I haven't seen this chick at 5, yeah.
Yeah, man. I didn't know I was talking to a swordsman.
You rip it up to 17 people, mate. You enjoy the bounties that come with it. What can I say?
Search history for your phone, Cap.
Oh, Jesus. There's going to be so much boring shit on here.
That's all right. I'll rifle through it.
Yeah.
You guys could just discuss your process or mental health journeys, whatever.
Yeah. I am going to be on a watch list, I think, because we were discussing it last night. I do have Martin Bryant. The Port Arthur Massacre guy.
So much.
In my show. And, yeah, I have Googled him quite often lately.
Dude, right. It's too much. It's so much. Well, it's so much. It's such a funny thing, like, to say, like, I just have, like, a fair bit of Martin Bryant in my show. Like,
you are looking for Nick Capper reviews.
I had a look for a review. I broke my rule.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't.
Yeah.
I thought I would have got an Adelaide review, but I didn't get an Adelaide review.
I honestly would like to be reviewed. Like, I got a negative one last year, but at least bloody someone wrote something.
Yeah, that's true.
It's nice to just have someone attend, you know. You feel a bit anonymous sometimes without a review.
Yeah. I was thinking, if I could just have some, because this happens to me every year, and it'll probably happen to me this year, is someone comes, gives me a glowing review, but it's the day after the show
has
finished. It's one time we're on a boat. Like, we're all celebrated. We're like, let's hire a little tinny and we're drinking on a boat. And I'm like, oh, cool. I got like a 5-star review after the show just finished.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
A lot of looking up where Cardinal George Pell died or how he died.
That's in the show as well.
Oh, is it? I feel like that was a few years back.
George Pell and Martin Bryant.
Yeah, dude. Nick Capper taking some swings this year in his solo stand-up show.
Well, you lent me the leather jacket after yours.
Yeah, I was about to say, I leave it on stage. That's all I'll say.
This is probably the saddest YouTube search I've ever seen. Do you struggle to flex your muscles? What the fuck?
I don't know what that is. That's pretty funny.
You feel like you're not getting a full flex?
Yeah, you're not getting the
pop. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Do you struggle to flex muscles?
Man, I don't know why.
That's even more embarrassing than, like, why don't I look good flexing? Which is kind of what you're asking there.
Yeah.
Like,
why did I look that up? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Because I've given up on fitness lately. I've just been like, you know, when your life's in turmoil, we've been moving house and stuff, and you're just like, and it's pretty good at my new house. Got a very honest mirror.
Yeah.
And it is soul crushing.
Yeah.
Well, it's if you want some context, it's in between looking at Adelaide Fringe reviews and then also looking at Carl Urban returning as Judge Dredd.
Fuck it, hell.
Dude, that is so funny. Because I watched Judge Dredd the other night, if it still holds up.
Yeah.
And it kind of does. It's actually...
But did you see a picture of Carl Urban or something and you're like, fuck, this guy could flex. And then you like had a little flex yourself and then you're like, why can't I flex as good?
As Carl Urban.
I'm trying to figure out the process.
Is Carl Urban a bit chub?
He's a big hunk, isn't he? He's Butcher on The Boys.
Yeah. I thought he was a bit chub and that's kind of like good chub.
Maybe.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I think maybe I was just, because sometimes on YouTube shorts, it'll just show something. And it's like, why can't I flex my muscles? I probably just clicked on it.
Yeah, mate, you've got to stay out of those YouTube shorts.
I got no muscles to flex. Yeah.
And then one more thing. There's a lot here. It seems like you had an epic problem with a washing machine.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so many, like, drainage fault. Like, there's at least 30-plus searches for gone wrong.
Once you start trying to fix it.
Yeah.
I try. I usually fix it. I fixed it twice, our washing machine.
Yeah. This one got the better of you?
Yeah, this one got the better of me.
Yeah.
And I had to call a guy.
That's like, you could see the frustration in the searches.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I punched the washing machine twice. I actually lost it.
Were you screaming, why can't I flex good?
Why can't I flex good?
Why don't my muscles look better in our new mirror? Why is our new mirror so fucking honest?
I just watched Glass. You know, you know, he's just always flexing and shit like that. And, you know, I'm flexing, I'm punching the...
Is he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to remember Glass now. I can't. One of the many, what, the psycho character.
Shyamalan.
Oh, yeah, you love
Shyamalan.
Shyamalan.
It was one of his three good ones.
Yeah.
How could be Shyamalan where you could just take like the next three films off?
Yeah.
Because like that one did crank.
Yeah.
And people were like, if we just keep giving him films, you know.
And eventually he gets around to one, right?
Yeah, he does.
I mean, he started so strong that it's made his whole career fucking Unbreakable. Yeah. I still stand by it to this day, right?
Dude, how could it be if like every third comedy festival you had to be good?
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, Goldstein, yeah, this is a rough year for him, but man, he'll be back.
Yeah.
And people would just do that, be like, yeah, this is him, man, ups and downs.
Oh, like, you mean the Tommy Little effect.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the older one? What's the one where people
Sixth
get
Sense.
Older? No, he had a new one out like a couple
of
Oh,
I actually watched his newest one on a plane, Knock at the Cabin, and I was like, not terrible.
Is he still got a big twist at the end?
Kind of. It's not. The twist is kind of midway through, but it's like, it's you could kind of see it. It's not as big of a twist or as essential to the movie.
Dude, Signs ruled so hard until the end.
The water thing?
The water. The alien looks so fake.
Yeah.
It was like, how could you not mistake this for like a kid's movie or something?
Yeah.
Like it was so funny.
Oh, I've seen Signs.
Oh, dude, it's like real creepy, really like.
Yeah.
They're all talking about these, you know, the signs that the aliens are there in the core field and they're closing in on them. And then, it's so hilarious. It's got basically a cartoon alien and they're and they pour water on it and they're like, get away from me. It's like so funny. I'm like, what did everyone do in the cinema? Like you're at the premiere.
Yeah.
You've spent millions of dollars on this and it has an ending like that. You're just like, what the fuck?
Some bloke in like a dinosaur suit. Like,
yeah, it's like reading a comic and then the back page is just like done in crayon. Like, I'm the hero.
Yeah. Well, from Macklemore all the way to Shyamalan, we've touched all the cultural bases today.
Beautiful.
I'll float one hack for you, Billy, to probably just put up in your stories to see if you get any kind of response. I don't know if you saw it when you were going through the camera roll. This was sent in by listener Paul Hutt to the Instagram page. It's a mouth with a big tongue, right? It's just like that. And it says, dildos are great, vibrators are fun, but nothing can beat a warm, wet tongue. So it's like, it's pretty.
Sure, whatever. Whatever.
Like, is your date going to see this when you're on the way to meet up?
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. But yeah.
You can do it later on.
Yeah, send it through. Let's just rip it off like a band-aid. All right. Press is good press.
So yeah, just put that up in your stories and I'll send that to you now. Anything else to
plug? What about. Because you got to promote your show, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you sold out.
Well, I'm doing a tour, even though I'm going on tour after this.
Yeah. Oh, does it read like a joke then? If you go, hey, still seats for tomorrow night or whatever, and then that?
Yeah, that's good. Oh, the ticket link.
Ticket link. Ticket link. You just got the ticket link?
Spicy content. Fuck it, hell.
If you like this, click here.
Yeah.
If you like this, click here.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, anything to get people in on the Sunday. Come on, lads.
Yeah.
See how that goes in the stories. But yeah, your tour, you're going to Perth and Sydney after this?
Yeah, I'm going like to all the capital cities after this. Yep. So come on out. Newcastle, Wollongong and all the capital cities.
Yeah.
Get around me.
What's
Billy
it called?
Darcy.
Sorry, mate.
It's called It's Not a Competition.
And what's your podcast called?
It's called Get Around Me, my
get
podcast.
Around me, yeah.
Yeah.
So get around it.
Do it.
Mate, I love listening to your show every night. It's fantastic. It's really, really good. I'd recommend anybody to go see it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So thank you, mate. Around that. Get around Billy. And you're Michael.
This will be I think I'll still have 1 week of shows left for the festival. So come see the home stretch. Hopefully it's polished and good by that point. But who knows?
Who knows?
And then the Patreon. We're going to do another bonus episode very soon. I think that's it.
That's it. I think, I don't know if it'll be out in time, but I've got a. Extra show at Bodriggy Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to come to that on the Sunday before on the gags.
And then in May, Sydney and Perth.
Oh, yeah, Sydney. Yeah. Just Sydney.
So just Sydney.
Just Sydney.
I'm back in beautiful Perth, May 18th, so get along for that.
Beautiful.
And I think that's it.
All right, guys. See you soon.
Thanks,
bye.
Buddy.
Cheers, lads.
Bye.
Phone hacks.